I'm joined in the studio by Emma Scott, a local artist behind Little Angels Murals. Hi, Emma.
Hello.
You work on a huge scale with your murals.
Yes.
And they're fantastic. So what attracted you to work on that scale rather than smaller paintings?
I'm not sure, really. I kind of like the idea of being able to express myself using larger scale artwork. You're able to use massive brush strokes and you can fit a lot more into the artwork when you're working on a huge wall. I started quite small. I used to be an illustrator, quite small pieces of artwork, but then my work just got bigger and bigger. I just ended up with these huge murals.
What would you say would be your most challenging project that you've worked on?
I have vertigo. I'm scared of heights. And there was one mural I had to paint at a school in Bedford, and it was really huge and really high. It went right up to the ceiling. They had to put scaffolding up and I had to climb up the scaffolding to the top to paint the top of this mural. And it was a very narrow piece of wood that I had to stand on at the top with all my paints. And every time I was painting on the wall, the scaffolding wobbled and I had to hold on with one hand and paint with the other hand, and it was absolutely terrifying. And each time I needed new paint or to wash out my brushes, get some more water, I was having to go down the scaffolding, climb down the ladder and get my paints or whatever and then go back up again. So it was frightening and I had to do that for a whole week. So that was the most challenging mural I've ever painted. I was quite proud of myself at the end, actually. It was quite an achievement.
I bet it was, just getting over that vertigo, that feeling of being up high.
Yes, don't look down. The teachers at the school and the children were gathering at the bottom of the scaffolding, standing at the bottom asking me questions, and I thought, I can't look down to speak to you. So I was just sort of turning around and trying to answer them without looking down, because then I would have started sort of getting quite scared.
What was your most exciting project that you were just like, I really want to wake up in the morning and get back and painting that?
There was a mural I painted at the Surrey Quays shopping centre about 3 years ago, and that was really exciting just for the sheer scale of it. It was absolutely enormous. It was about 30 metres long by about 5 metres high, and it was 4 weeks painting right in the middle of a shopping centre next to an escalator with people going up and down all day. So there were about 200 to 300 visitors every day walking past me, sort of shouting encouragement across the barrier. I couldn't believe how big it was and how I managed to cover the area. So I was quite proud of myself after that, because when I saw it at the beginning I thought, there's no way I'm going to be able to finish this.
And what new work have you got planned at the moment?
I'm not doing any painting at the moment, but in about a month's time I've got a commission at a school in Pimlico. They've commissioned me to paint a mural in their school playground. That's allowing for the weather. I have said if it's snowing, I won't be there. So we may have to have a contingency plan. But so that should be good.
What subject is that?
I'm not painting my own design this time. What they've done is they've selected 20 children to produce a painting each of a London skyline, their favourite area of London. They've done an A4 painting and my job is to scale it up onto a wooden board, which is 3 metres wide by 2 metres high, and I've got to replicate their painting on a much larger scale so that when you walk into the playground, you'll be surrounded by the children's artwork, basically. So I just hope I can do it justice.
Sounds a brilliant idea.
Yeah, children's paintings are always really inspiring. They've got no inhibitions and their energy is amazing.
Now, I've seen some of the work from your website and it's really colourful and got loads of energy. Yeah. What would you say was your artistic style, Emma?
I'm not sure. It's always very difficult. I get asked that question quite a bit, and it's difficult to explain your own style because I only paint sort of what I know. So to me, it's just my painting. I never think of it as having a style. But I think I've been described in the past as having a naive style, if that makes sense. So quite simple. I don't do anything very complicated. I don't paint very complicated backgrounds. I tend to concentrate on the figures. But yes, very simple style. I hope they meant that in the nicest possible way.
Where can we see your work around London?
At the Surrey Quays shopping centre at Canada Water, right in the middle next to the escalators, that's where that big, big mural is, and that depicts the London skyline. It's London Docklands from the Victorian times up to the present day, with a Thames barge floating down the middle. It was commissioned to celebrate their 20th anniversary, so it's supposed to represent London through the ages and how the London Docklands has changed since Victorian times.
You have been chosen as a BT storyteller for the Olympics 2012.
Yes.
How did you become involved in that?
I saw it online and it was on a website, I think via Twitter, because I'm quite a prolific tweeter. And I applied online. I didn't think I would get it because there's only 100 people. And I think I was one of thousands that applied throughout the country. So I was really pleased to get selected. It's a huge honour.
In terms of your role as a BT storyteller for the Olympics, what events and or people or places are inspiring in your role as a storyteller?
The BT storyteller, the people in charge, what they've done is set us tasks. So they'll every few months they'll set us a new brief. So for instance, they set us a brief for teamwork. I'm a BT storyteller as a artist. There are sculptors, photographers, bloggers, musicians, and within our own separate disciplines we had to respond to that brief. So for instance, my response was to create a painting which showed lots of different Olympic sports, so all the different people. I used just red and blue paint with white spaces, and so I made basically the Union flag, but with athletes in various different Olympic disciplines. And so for me, that was teamwork, because that was lots of different people coming together to form a picture. So basically, the inspiration is coming from the BT storyteller setting the challenge, and we just respond to it in our own ways.
And what do you feel the Olympics would bring to the local community?
I hope that it's going to encourage people to take up new sports. I hope it will encourage community activities. I hope that it's going to encourage people to sort of get out there, meet sort of fellow Londoners, maybe take part in some of the cultural activities that are going to be planned for the Olympics. So it is a sporting event, obviously, but I'm hoping that with the cultural Olympiad, there's going to be lots of artistic and musical things going on in the area.
Do you have a ticket for that 100 metres final? I want one and I didn't get one.
No, I haven't. I wish I did. No, I haven't got any tickets. I applied for the opening ceremony tickets, but I think they were oversubscribed ever so slightly. So no, I haven't. But it would be wonderful to watch it on the big screen in Walthamstow Town Square, I think.
I think that's where a lot of people will be watching it. Yeah, on that big screen in Walthamstow.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really exciting. I hope so.
Thank you so much for coming in, Emma. It's been a pleasure to hear about your work.
You're welcome.
Where can people find out about the details of where you're working now and about the previous murals that you've done?
Oh, they can go to my website, which is www.littleangelsmurals.co.uk. And I've got lots of photographs of my murals on there and information about the BT Storytellers.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.